We're up to the Dalit on the base, towards the bottom of the page. About 10 lines from the bottom, it says, Ihachi Eima Seifa. So quickly, we're having a discussion here. When you look at Maisa, we're talking about dried figs, Gregris, and versus Tainy figs. Do you look at it the current state, or you look at it the way it was originally? Because you're not allowed to give a certain excess amount of Maisa. If you give an excess amount of Maisa, we have a problem. You think you're being generous, but actually, the Tevil is all right. But the Maisa part of it, the 10% is all right. But anything beyond that, you're not allowed to eat because it was no Maisa given off that. So we brought a Braisa where it talks about that you can give, you could give Truma. And we had a Machlekes Amoraim. Do you look at it the way it's today? Do you look at it the way it was? And we have a braisa that talks about you can give truma of figs, of figs, wet figs, on dried figs. And you're using just the number, which shows that we look at it the original state. The original state, everything was just wet figs, and therefore we don't care what it's right now. So the Gemara concludes, no, we're talking over there about truma. And truma is different than mice, where you have to have an accurate amount. Truma, you can be as generous as you want, so there's no rules. So the Gemara, hachi, if we're talking about truma... Let me ask a question. Amos Sefer, look later on. Amar Abulazar, Rabbi Abishlo, argues. He says, you said, in the Braisa, it says, if you're taking Gregris, if you're going to give 10% against the dry figs, wet figs, you're going to give Gregris dried figs, don't do it by the number, because remember, it's half the size, so it'll be like only 5%. Do it by the volume, because you have to be both, number and volume. Do it by the volume. Now, Lecheda... So we asked over there, you know, why are you doing it by the volume? So we said, we're talking about truma, you can be generous. So, says the Gemara, Ihach Emes Sefer Rabbi Elazar argues, he said that no, even a dried fig, you don't have to do it by the volume, do it by the number. But Amar Rabbi Elazar, you see, Abba Yenoytel Esek Regedesh Emetzei, he would take 10 dried figs in this keli that cuts it. Al Tishim Sheba Chalkola, on the 90 that's sitting in the Chalkola, on the 90 regular figs. So now why 10? You know, he's arguing to the Kama, you say you have to do a volume, I'm saying that it goes on the number. Now, the Iber Trumagdoyla, SMI, if it's Trumagdoyla, what do you get? 10? 10 is 10%. Trumagdoyla is not just thing, it's 10%. Trumagdoyla is you give as generous as you want, 2%, 2.5%, but not 10%. Is that I? We're talking about Maisa here. Elohocha, we're talking about here, but Truma is Maisa Skinen. We're talking about Truma, but Truma of Maisa. We know that when you give to a Levi Maisa, you're 10%. The Levi, in turn, has to give 10% of that for Truma. So there is a case of Truma which is 10%, and that's Truma's Maisa. But because it's Truma's Maisa, you can be as generous as you want. Because we compare Truma to Truma's Maisa to the Din of Truma. So therefore, it's not a problem. I will consider it trumaschem when the Levi gives truma to the kohen. I will consider your truma very similar to the truma of an ordinary person. And yidru v'nechshav, which means thinking. And he's telling you we compare the two, we equate the two. Shame shetruma gedayla, just like truma gedayla nitelas ba'ime, just like truma gedayla is done by measuring uve machshav and thinking. Kach Trumas Maisa, so Trumas Maisa, and it tells us, but Oymed or Machshava. Trumas Maisa also takes with Oymed or Machshava. Ma Truma Gdoyle Ba'ayin Yafa, just like Truma Gdoyle is with a generous eye, Ah Trumas Maisa Ba'ayin Yafa. Trumas Maisa also is a generous eye, but two lines on the top. So that's why we're talking about Taka 10%, but you can be generous about it, so it doesn't matter. Says Gemara Minah from that very time that we can still ask a question. Amar Abba Lazar Yisi Abba, my father, how you noitel esa gregus? He would take 10 dried shemiktoy al tishir shemichakol on the 90 that was sitting in the basket. I amrit, if you tell me bishem bishleim melukamayshehain, you go back the way original states. They're all the same. Shop is good. Ela I amrit kamayshehain. If you look at the ways right now, then botulu, it's missing over here. Since you need 10%. Since you tell me we're talking about Trumas Maisa, which means you have to be 10%. If it's 10%, you don't have it because you have dried figs against wet figs. So the only way to learn from here is if you're talking about you judge it the way in its original state. So those are not still prove to us you go back to its original state, not the way it is now.
Are you comparing, is the Maisa part dry and the...
We keep on changing back and forth. We keep on changing back and forth. In this case of here, he gave 10 gregris, 10 dried ones, yeah, on behalf of 90 wet ones. Now, you told me why you're giving 10, because you're talking about Trumas Maisa. But the Trumas Maisa has to be exactly 10%. So if it has to be exactly 10% and you're giving dried against wet, it's not exactly 10% unless you look at it the way it originally was. These dried ones used to be wet ones, so therefore it's the same. Zarayit to those Amarayim. This whole discussion started when we said it was something started at the real size, a size of an egg, and then it shrunk. And in, whether it's Makabal Tumana or not. And do we look at the way it was or the way it is? Or the other way around? You know, it was less and now it's more.
But if the whole pool shrunk, if all of it was dry now.
It's exactly the same. It's not a problem. It's, yeah.
It would be the same. Yeah.
Whichever way you go, Kamosha Hain or Kamosha Hoyu, same thing.
I don't understand. Once you go by volumes, I understand. But once you've got something which countable, and it's 100, then 10% is.
That's 10. What we're saying. But it depends. If we look at it the way it was before you dried it, then even though in volume it's a lot less, it does, we need both volume and number. So in other words, you need both. No, but if it's... I'm trying to tell you, one second. You need both volume and number. So if they're all apples, let's say, which you're not really chayv matayr on rabban, but if they're all apples, then you take 10 apples. That's number and volume. If it's dried figs versus wet figs, in number it might be 10 against 90, but in volume, a dried fig is shrunk. It's half the size of a regular one. But if you say you can do it, the only logic is that we treat the dried figs in its original state. It used to be wet. So we think, we imagine it's still wet. So that was an argument of Amarayim, and here it seems clearly that that's the halacha. So we're going to say that figs is not a good example. It's totally different than the cases that they were talking about. They were talking about the meat of an animal that shrunk in size. It used to be the size of an egg, and then it shrunk. It still generate tumanat, right? Or of a meat of a young one that expanded. How do we view that? Do you look at it the way it was original state or the way it's now? That is totally different in the case of dried figs. Why? Now, bear in mind that dried figs is inferior quality to wet figs. But dried figs has an advantage that it's preserved. It can stay for a very long time. Wet figs rot after a while. So, remember that. Dried figs are different. You know why dried figs you can use? Not because of what it used to be. No, you look at it now. But you could turn it back. You could take a dried fig and turn it back into a wet fig. By cooking it, the when you boil it up, what happens? The liquids go inside and it expands. So therefore, not because of what it used to be, but even now you can transform it back to a wet fig. And that's different. Mashenkin and a piece of meat that shriveled, it shriveled. It's finished.
You can't put it back together.
No, you can't put it back together. Tell me learned. Tarmin, it says in the Braise, again, regarding figs, so it's different than the previous cases. Tarmin te'enim, you can use wet figs, al ha-groigris, against dried figs. When? For Maise, b'mokim, shirigilim, lases, te'enim, groigris, when it was very common for everyone to take their wet figs and turn them to dry figs. So therefore, there's a connection between the two. But v'loi groigris, al te'enim, but do not use dried figs on wet figs. You can use wet figs on dry figs, because that's superior quality. But don't use dried figs on wet figs, because that's inferior quality. I feel the market you last sustaining gregas. Even the minimum place is normally to turn everything into dried figs. Doesn't matter. I don't want you, if you have wet figs sitting here, don't use dried figs against it because it's inferior quality. You might explain it. Oh my, you just said turn maintaining gregas. You just said you're allowed to give mice. Usually what term means mice. You're allowed to give mice a fig, wet figs. On dry figs that you just said, okay, it's better quality, but then you threw in a clause, a proviso, the mokum should give lacetating greg is only the place where the minig is to make from dry figs, from wet figs to dried figs. It seems to me mokum should give in, mokum should give loy. In a place is not the cost you're not allowed to, even though it's better quality. Hey Chidami, why not? It's better quality. And the fact that the rest is dry figs, we just said before, you can boil it up. So they're all the same. So it's better quality. Why, if the meaning of the place is not to turn the wet figs into dry figs, you're not going to allow me to use wet figs for mice. It's still better quality. If there is a coin available, surely it should be good mice. Why not? But now we learn, if there's a coin available, give the better quality. Even though it won't be preserved long, give it to the coin straight away. Obviously, must be talking about there's no coin there. Because there's no coin. And if you're going to use wet figs, it'll rot in a week or two. But therefore, better use dry figs. So if you're in 6 months and I see a coin, you'll give it to them then. Fine. Same as safer. Tell me the safer. It says regulus al teini, but don't use dried on teini. Now you just said if there's no coin there, regulus is it has a mila. It's preserved. And yet you tell me you shouldn't use dry figs on wet figs. I feel the mock ten grogis. Even the meaning is to make from wet figs to dry figs. Don't stand. Eat like a coin. Am I lying? There's no coin. Why not? But now we learn mockum shen coin. If there's no coin, tidy but amaskayim. Give truma for something that has longevity. Elipshit or the coin. Doesn't make sense. So the Reish is talking about the lekka coin. There's no coin. That's why we're telling you that, you know, don't use wet figs if it's not common. And say for the coin, there is a coin. That's why that's why we're telling you don't use the Gregus. Moshe says, yes, what's the problem? Reish the lekka coin. Say the coin, even though it's difficult to say that because it's the same Braisa. But we're going to have to say that one part of the Braisa is talking about one scenario and one part another scenario. Omar HaPapa Shmamina. From here we learn a very important thing in learning Mishnayis. When you have a choice, you have a contradiction between one part of the Mishnah and another, you have a choice. Either to learn two different scenarios, which is difficult, or to learn two different Tanaim. Which one we're going to choose? Shmamina Dachkinen, we're going to force ourselves, Umukmina Masnisa, we're going to interpret the Mishnah, establish the Mishnah, but today time it's two different scenarios, rather than the Mukmina, but today Tanaim, rather than learning as two different Tanaim. Because the learning two different Tanaim when it's also the synonymous is very difficult to do, so we will not do that. Big Machlek is saying when we say that Truma can be given Machshava between Rashi, it takes it here, and Kedushin and all over. Rashi holds Machshava means literally thinking. In your mind, if you think that corner is Truma, there's a Chalais, which is an unbelievable thing that your Machshava should have a power to do. Normally we say Machshava has no power to do anything. Yeah, the only time Machshava is we say in Halach is if you Machshava, you say you'll give Tzedakah, then you have to keep it. No, Rashi says Vaimir. Always says Vaimir. And Tate is arguing, Tate says Machshava by Truma also means you have to say it. You have to bring in Elam Adibullah Cholapachas. Machshava doesn't have the capacity to do anything. Says the Mishnah, continuing the idea that everything is Bechamit, Kol HaMenachas, all the Menachas, Nilaychas has to be kneaded, be poishin, in warm water. Well, Meshamran, you got to be careful. Shalayach Mitzu, it should not in any way ferment, it should not turn into Chamit. Ve'im hechemitzu, and if it did turn into chametz, shireh, even the shirayim, not the kemitza. But we had before the previous mission about the kemitza, make sure there's no chametz. If you allowed the rest of the balance of the mincha, which the kohen is meant to eat, if you allowed that to turn into chametz, oyve belaises, the oyve belaises, shenema, it says the pasuk, kol mincha shatikir v'tachvir l'shem, loy sa'asa chametz, don't make a chametz. The chayiv and your chayiv, al lishasa, your chayiv for needing it, the arar lichasa, and your chayiv for... even just cutting it and forming it, every step of the way, if it's chametz, you just commit an aveda. So the Gemara Menahanimili, how do you know that you're not allowed to have the shirayim chametz? We know you're not allowed to have the kmitza chametz behind the shirayim. It says the pasuk lo yisei ofe chametz. It says the pasuk clearly don't bake it chametz. So it's at least one of the steps in the process, not the kneading and not the desire, the forming, but the. What do you call it? The baking shouldn't be chametz. Then it says chelkam nasati oisa. I gave them to the kohenim my chelik from the fire of Hashem. So with dashim word loisa, I feel the chelkam loisa of chametz. Even their chelkam is referring to the shirayim. Make sure you don't make it chametz. That's what you learn from here. Oh, but by the way, we need for another halacha together. Kitanya, we learn. Why does it say don't bake chametz? Don't we really have another pasuk where it says in the beginning of Ayikra, it says that that every single mincha you bring to Hashem lo yisase chametz because kol sa'or v'chol levash lo yisatir meinu Hashem. So we already know lo yisase chametz. Why do you have to spell out lo yisase offer don't bake? Lysasa means every step of the way. You're not allowed to do. What do you have to highlight? Baking. Levishanem says Lysasa Chomet. Yoch, I would have thought, Lo Yeh Chayiv, Ela Achas, I'll call him. I would have thought you're committing one Aveda, even if you went through all three steps, that you needed it in Chomet, and you designed it in Chomet, and you baked in Chomet. I would have thought, Lo Yeh Chayiv, Ela Achas, I'll call him. You committed one Aveda regardless, and you only get one set of lashes. Tamaloyim, Lo Yeh Se'af. I'm highlighting baking, which is only one step of the process. And it says, Loi, you get Malkus. Afiya Bechlal Hoy, the baking was included. Lama Yotze, Lahakish, why did it segregate it, isolate it, to compare everything else to baking? Ma'afiya Mechedesh, Yemaisi, Yechidi, just like baking is an individual act. And it's Choshev on its own. The Chayovin Olev Natsa has its own Aveira. Afani Ovi, therefore, Allah also includes Lishosef. Just kneading it alone in Chametz, you get the Kohen that does it will get Malkus. Or Adi Chasa, the Kohen who goes ahead and forms the will get Malkus. The whole maisi chiddush, any chashav maisa that you do with this, yichid malkus lasuya, to include even kituf where you make it smooth, you put some water on top of it to make it smooth, even though it's a sort of a lesser maisa, shu maisi chiddush. The fact is, it's sort of a contributing and it's an individual maisa. The chayav in a loiv na'atzma and yichayv on its own. So l'chayda, we're using this very pasuk of loisa offer to teach you that you chayv a lav for each one. Not to teach you the etzem inyan of being chayv alav for the shirayim, says the Gemara. I'm not learning from loisi offer. Says the Gemara, nan mechel kam kamirin. We're learning from the word chel kam, right? It says loisi offer chametz chel kam miishi Hashem. We're learning chel kam is their share. Their share is the shirayim of chametz. We're learning from the word chel kam, because that's extra. Could have been written a little bit different, because it says loisi offer, and the next word is chel kam to tell you that don't bake the chelik, the shirayim. The aim of kula hachdasa, so maybe taka. So maybe that's all the pasuk come and tell you about the shirayim. How do we know to teach you a lot for each one? Imke lichter chelkem. It could have just said chelkem loyse ofe chametz. The chelik don't bake. My loyse ofe chametz chelkem. Why does it say don't bake chametz and this is chelkem? To teach you two things. Shamanei tarti. Teach you two things. To do the yeah. Says the Gemara Vayte. The aim of why do you say the following? The aim of, let us say, afiya baking is a prat, right? It singles out. It's a one particular avoda, and it's excluded from the general. It says leisas chametz, and now suddenly you're talking about baking. That's called a prat. Afiya the porad barachmana lechayev chada ina lechayev chada akula. Why don't you like this? Afiya, which a tater singled out, that's the only one that you chayv alav. Just if you just bake it chametz, you get malchus. But the other activities, the kneading, the forming, the putting the water on it, the kituf, maybe if you do one of those activities, two or three or all of them, you're still only liable for one lav. How you know that every other one also gets a separate lav? Maybe the only one that's separate lav is the seafa, because that's considered the most chashav of all the activities. So one ema afiya the part of barachmana lechayiv chada, it gets its own lav. Oh, but enoch all the other activities lechayiv chada akulu, all the other activities you get one lav for the rest. Says the Gemara Mishum, we have a rule. This is a general rule. Let's do it here. To have a dover shahaya bichlal, something which would have been included in the word leisasa chametz, don't make chametz, and baking definitely is part of it. The yotza min aklal, and then the Torah highlights it separately. The lamed comes to teach you something. Loi le lamed al atzma, it's not coming for itself. El lamed al aklal kul yotza. It's coming what? To teach you about the whole klal, which is that every single one on its own is incurs a lav. Says the Gemara. Ema, why don't we say? Says the pasuk loisase, which is don't make chametz, which is in the beginning of Yikra, is a klal. And then loise offer, which is the parshat tzav, is a prat. And what do you have a rule? We have a klal prat. Klal prat ain't bechlal elo mashu beprat. Forget afi imirachin loy. Maybe forget. Maybe the Torah trying to tell you that you get no malchus for the other ones. The only one that actually has a lav is only afi. Maybe. Because ein bechal ella mashu beprat. Amar of Apturki. So Apturki said, interesting. Yeah.
I thought it was Apturki. You know, sometimes
yeah,
Apoteiko.
Yeah, but look how he spells it. But the reish there, Apturki. How do you pronounce it? Apturki. Like all the other Greek names. Oh, exactly what he said. So Apturki says, mishum dehavi klal uprat meruchokin zemize. When do we say klal uprat if they're in the same pasuk or even the same union? Here they're very far from each other. The klal is in Vayikra, right? Lesasa chametz. The prat lesa offer is in tzav, and therefore they're so far away from each other. Klal uprat ain't done as klal uprat. They don't treat. They're not treated as a klal uprat. Mosi v'rav Adav Rav Rav Adav has a question. Others say kadi. Others say kadi has a question. The Rashi in a few places says kadi is the name of an amayra. Or sometimes we say kadi means anonymous. The klalu prat hamruchokin zemeze ain't done. You know, it's a klalu prat. Who told you that just because they're far away from each other, you cannot learn the klalu prat? Let me ask you a question. But Tanya, we learned, it says in Pasik that it says that by the seir of a nosi, if a nosi may, you know, did aveda, zor did aveda, his goat, it says, v'shochat oisai, where should you, he puts smicha on the head of this goat, and then where does he shecht it? B'mokka masha yichchat esa oila, in the same place where you shecht the oila. Lifne Hashem, why? Because chatas, he's a chatas. In other words, on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. Heichen oilen is chetes. Where do you do the oile? Betzafen. So avze betzafen. The seir of a nasi you do in the north. Shecht on the north side. That's what it says. You think you learned it from here? Doesn't say in another place. A general rule by all chatois. It says when it comes to chatas, it says the chatas be mekoyimash a tishchata oile, tishchata chatas. Every chatas we know you shecht with oile. Why do you need a special pasuk by seir nasi? What is this compared to? Hello, the name Yatzal Lekoyvai is coming to be Kaveya. It's repeated as if twice to tell you. By Kachim, we say if you say it only once, it means it's an ideal situation. Shana Allah Kosov La'akiv. It says it twice, as if it's written twice. Once in the pasuk that Yishechach the Chat is Mokam Oyla, once by Nasi by the Seir of a Nasi, it says again that you should do the Mokam Oyla. Yatzal Kaveya Sheim Loi Shachat Oyse Betzafen Pasley. It comes to pasul. Says the Gemara, how do I know? Ata ema lekach yotzes. You're telling me that it's coming to tell you that all karmel chatois have to be done on the north side, and it's repeated a second time to tell you that it's ma'akiv. Maybe ain't elishes. Ain't maybe not elishes. That tov and tzofen. Maybe it says only a seir of a nasi requires tzofen. The ain achaton sofaket only a seir nasi. I in that other pasuk it says that zayis teiras are whatever zayis teiras aila and zayis teiras achatas. Maybe that's talking about chatas of a nasi. Maybe that's talking about chatas of a nasi. How do I know that's concluding all other chatois? I ain el shezet ton sofen the ain achaton sofen and nothing else requires sofen, like the seidim of yom tov and all that. Therefore, it says another pasuk. You should place your head in the chatas. The shochet is a chatas became oile. So again, the shochet is a chatas became oile. So therefore, there's a third pasuk, and that is telling you that all chatois need to be shochet in the place of oile. Zebon al chol chatois should soften. They need soften. So it sounds like the only reason that we know that all chatois need soften is from the other pasuk. Time of the kozachmona. The old reason is because it says the shochet es a chatas because of the third pasuk. It says the shochet chatas. Holav hachi. Had not been for the third pasuk, Taka he could have argued it's only talking about the seir nasi. Holav hachi. I mean, it's that tone soften. Achad soften. That only the seir nasi requires something else. Lachayim my time. Why would you have thought so? In one pasuk it's generic. All chatois need to be done by oile. Another pasuk it talks about the seir nasi. It says has to be done makam oile. Why would we ever have him in a, that's it? It's coming to limit that only a seir nasi, and even the other place is talking about only. Must be because of the klal prat. The only past reason is because you have a klal. You have a klal that all chatois have to be done by makam nasi, by makam, you know, in the north. What is it? They have a klal prat. It's a klal and a prat. Even though they're far away from each other, one is in the end of Vayikra, Parsha of Vayikra, and the other one is in Tzav. Even though they're far away from each other, we see from that word that we would have thought klal a prat, and b'chal masha prat, we would have thought it's limiting only to the seir of a nasi, and therefore we need a third pasuk to tell you to expand it. So it's a kasha and a turki. Says what are you talking about? Hi klal pratu prat klalu. The pesuk the other way around. The prat is written by Vayikra and the klal is written later on. When it talks about the nasi, it's the end of Parshas Vayikra, and the part where it says that Yishech the Chatz is Mokam is in Parshas Tzav. So you have the Prat first and then the Klal. And what do we know the rule is Prat to Klal? It's Marbe everything. So why would you use it to limit? Can't be that Pshat. Master Ravashi can ask that question. Hai Klal u Pratu? Pratu Klalu. And Faket, Vinasa Klal Moisiv ala Prat. Even though the Prat says only Seir Nasi, if in Parsha Tzav you have a klal that includes all other chatois, how would you learn? Of course, all the chatois. In fact, the question remains, Taka, why do we need a third pasuk? V'isablu kamila, ela tana, so what Taka bother the tana? Oisai kakashalai, the word oisai, it says in the pasuk by the Seir Chatos, by the Seir of Nasi, it said that v'shachat oisai b'makish ha'ila. Oisai is the problem. Oisai sounds like only this animal and nothing else. Not because the Prat, the klal, not because of that. Oy eino, maybe elish is that tone sofen. Maybe only this ir nasi requires sofen because that's oisoi. But the ain achat tone sofen. All other chatoys don't need it, even though from the other pasuk it sounded pretty vague. Why? Because the kasher achmana oisoi. Because it says the word oisoi. But now that we have a third pasuk, where again it says chatoys v'hashta the nafkalem. Saying what? Now that we have the third pasuk where it says v'shachet esachatos, you should shach the chatos. Oisoi l'mudim. I said, why takin the tiny word oisoi? If all chatois have to be done on the north side, why does it say oisai by isir of anasi? Lemay lemute comes to mayed a number of things, and which we go through the Gemara start now and go on the next day. So, may lemute nachshin v'shachad pesach sim b'sunsi oisai b'tzafan. Only this one requires north side. V'ein seir nachshin the nesim also brought goats. And there are chattas, but the Chanukah is a mizbeach. Their goats do not have to be geshachten on the north side. Only this nasi, seir nasi of stam in the future, his chattas has to be geshachten on the north side of the Beit Hamikdash. But any other nasi like nachshin, they can do it anyway. They could have done it anyway. The ancient nachshon mitzvah. Why? Sachmin. I would have thought. Hoyil this rabbi linya smicha. Since the seir nachshon was similar to other kabbanas, it required smicha. And that's what I'm going to talk about in a minute. How do you talk? No. This rabbi namely mitzvah. Maybe since we're comparing it regarding smicha, maybe we should compare it regarding the north side and like any other chatters. Come on, Shmuel, it comes to you. No.
from the
Chanukah Mizbeach. But here's the other way around. We look from us. It's the other way around. You can ask, my da hava hava, what's the difference now? What do you have to learn? What he, you know, what he did? But yeah, so the Gemara was known. How do you take know that this ear of nachshon required smicha? You just made assumption. How do you know? The time we learned v'samach yodei al roisha seir by nasi, it says you should place your hand on the head of the seir. It could have just said v'samach yodei al roishoi. Why does it say roisha seir? The rabbi seir nachshon smicha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the nachshon also had to do smicha, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he had to do smicha and say nachshon, we would have thought then it's similar to a regular chatas. Maybe also he should do it on the north side. That's what it says oisai. But Rabbi Shimon argues. He says no. The rabbi seir the avoy gechavim l'smicha. Rabbi Shimon says no. I'm telling you, the seir that you bring for avoy zoda requires smicha. New masculine Ravina, Taina Chalabi, okay, so according to Rabbi, I understand Oysa is coming to exclude. We would have thought since you have Smicha by Seir Nachshon, maybe also you need Tzafan, the north side, comes along. He says, no, you don't need the Seir Nasi in the future, but not Nachshon, fine. Or Rabbi Shimon, who says that Oysa is coming, not even talking about Nasi, he's talking about, sorry, Smicha is not, Nasi didn't require Smicha. No, if the Nasi didn't require Smicha, why would you think that he needs north side, that you need a Pasuk Oysa to exclude it? It's already showing us that it's different. What are you going to say? Amalei mazuter marzuter breder of moil ravina. Rabbi Yehuda, nami mi my disrabi israbi, my delo israbi lo israbi. That would clearly that it's excluded like smicha. Sorry, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no smicha at all. Sorry, he's saying, you're asking me a question according to Rabbi Shimon. I have the same problem with Rabbi Yehuda. All Rabbi Yehuda tells us is that we have a special pasuk to tell you, a special pasuk that there's smicha by in action. But there's no special pasuk to tell you in the north side, so why need a pasuk to limit it? Why would you think you do? We know that it's a hayrasha, the whole thing was a one-off event. So where the Torah clearly says that you have to have something similar, smicha, okay, I understand. That says, so even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't help us. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude north side? Why would you think you need north side? We learned smicha fine. But there's no limit for tzafen, so why would you think you need tzafen? If you were to think, he would say, Eloi mi at the cross, it wouldn't have been for the oisai to exclude north side. Have I mean, I would have thought, Teisei b'binyan av, I would have thought that what? That let's just compare it through a binyan av, like the fact that it's all chatois l'chayda should be the same. You can't say that. Then smicha gufu lishtekrominet. So why need a pasuk to include smicha? If automatically you would say that because of what Nachshon was bringing was a chattas, all chattas should be the same. Why should it be different? So why do you need a pasuk? And that's why we were thought north side, you need a pasuk, oh, it's excluded. So why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a pasuk to teach you smicha? And according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no pasuk, there's no smicha. Why do you, if all chattas are the same and every chattas requires smicha, so automatically seeing Nachshon required smicha. Why do you need a pasuk of l'reisha soy rather than l'reisha soy? What do you need it for? But Taisa bin Yanaf, Elavaz, like the Yimi said before, Shah Med Daidis, La Yafinish. You cannot learn a one off event from Daidis, nor can you learn Daidis from a one off event. Is Hachinami, Shah Med Daidis, La Yafinish. So what do you need Oisi for? Why do you need to exclude? So we have problems with both. According to Shimon, definitely have a problem. Why would you think that you do the north side? Since there's no smicha, we see, right? That is different. So why would you think, oh, but north side you need? Why would you think that? And even according to Yehuda, you need smicha, but what's that do with the north side? So therefore, yeah, and you have a special pasuk for smicha, because it says, Oishasoy instead of Oishoy, fine. But you have no special pasuk for Safin, so why would you think you do need it? You need to tell me a pasuk, oh, you say you don't need it. So what do you do from the word Oisai? So the Gemara says, Elam Oisai Ton Tzofen. Required the animal required Tzofen. Then Ashoichet Oimid Mit Tzofen. But the Koyin doesn't have to be standing on the north side. The animals will be on the north side, but the Shoichet can stand on the south side. He can be on the border, have the animal on the north side of the line, and the Shoichet can be on the south side of the line. And the Gemara is not going to be happy that either, and we'll continue tomorrow. What's Oisa coming for you?